Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Christmas Concert, Bel Canto Chorus, Deck 7-8. The Bel Canto Chorus performs its annual Christmas concerts December 7-8. The concerts take place at 7:30 p.m. at St. Andrew's Place. Enjoy holiday classics such as Christmas Time Is Here, We Need a Little Christmas, A Winter's Day and many more. Directed by Susan Urquhart and collaborative pianist, Dr. Charlene Biggs. Special guest Dr. Jamie Arrowsmith on viola. Tickets are $20 and are available at Messier's, your independent grocer in the South End, Capajoe Espresso Bar downtown, and Jet Landry Music in New Sudbury. 15th Sudbury Scouts Christmas Tea Deck. 9 The 15th Sudbury Scouts hold their annual Christmas Tea at St. Peter's United Church on York Street Saturday, December 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy handmade crafts and treats for sale, a raffle, silent auction and penny table. The entry fee is $5 per person, which includes tea, coffee and treats. Tree lighting ceremony, Anderson Farm Museum, Deck 9. A family-friendly event in Lively is slated to help usher in the Christmas season, with the Anderson Farm Museum Heritage Society hosting their 15th annual Christmas tree lighting celebration. The event is taking place on December 9th, from 6 to 8 p.m., at the Anderson Farm Museum, according to a media release issued by the society. The official tree lighting itself will take place at 6 p.m., and will be followed by Christmas songs sung by choirs from École St. Paul, R.H. Murray P.S., St. James School and Walden P.S. Inside the stable, children can meet Santa Claus and everyone can enjoy free hot chocolate and coffee, cookies and candies, plus fresh popcorn, all thanks to sponsorships. Children can milk Northern Maple, the life-sized cow, supervised by a dairy educator, and enjoy 250 milliliters cartons of chocolate and white milk. Inside the granary, you will find Santa's helpers, a display of vintage toys and woodworking projects by Walden Seniors Woodworkers, plus free refreshments. Outside, you can meet Walden area volunteer firefighters with their fire trucks and enjoy winter fun by sliding behind the barn. There will be no parking on site at Anderson Farm Museum, but a free shuttle service will help transport people from the Walden Arena parking lot to the center court of Anderson Farm Museum. For more information, like the Anderson Farm Museum Heritage Society on Facebook. Book launch, author Kim Davis Sherratt, Deck 9. Kim Davis Sherratt releases her book, Unlocking the Healing Power of Meditative Prayer. Your Guide to Spiritual Transformation, from 2 to 4 p.m. December 9th at All Nations Church. Enjoy free food, drinks and music during the book launch. In the ebb and flow of life, amidst the storms and tranquility, we as humans have consistently sought solace, said the book's description. The echoes of our soul reach out, yearning for a connection that bridges our earthly existence with the spiritual realm. This deep-seated desire has drawn us to the comforting embrace of prayer and the profound realms of meditative prayer. As you cradle this book, realize that within your grasp is not just an assembly of pages, but a transformative key. You can check out the book through Amazon. Lights on Home Decorating Contest until Deck 11. Take part in the Lights on Home Decorating Contest, organized by Café Heritage as part of its annual Festival Noël festivities. Residents and businesses in Rayside Balfour are encouraged to decorate for the holiday season for a chance to win prize money. Enter between November 11th and December 11th. The winners will be announced at the Winter Wonderland opening on December 15th. The first place winner brings home $1,000, the runner-up $500 and the finalist $250. Email info at cafeheritage.ca for more information. Sudbury Youth Orchestra Holiday Concert, Deck 17. If you're a fan of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, you might want to take in the Sudbury Youth Orchestra's holiday concert Sunday, December 17. Special guest Sudbury MPP Jamie West will narrate excerpts from the Dickens classic, which will be set to arrangements of carols which Dickens himself would have known and which remain familiar today. An award-winning ensemble, the Sudbury Youth Orchestra provides a unique opportunity for young strings players to receive instruction and experience in orchestral repertoire, said a press release. After months of practicing, they are delighted to perform for the public. They are thrilled that Jamie West, MPP for Sudbury, will be joining them and are grateful for his ongoing support of young people in the arts and our community. The concert runs at 3:30 p.m. December 17 at St. Peter's United Church on York Street. Donations will be gratefully accepted. The Living Nativity Dec. 21-24. The Living Nativity returns this month for its 36th consecutive year. Presented by All Nations Church, the event runs at Science North December 21-24, with the presentation beginning at 7:30 p.m. The Living Nativity brings to life the timeless story of the birth of Jesus Christ, featuring a cast of dedicated volunteers in an immersive and captivating experience for attendees of all ages. The event is free to attend, and spectators are encouraged to arrive early to enjoy the breathtaking Christmas lights generously provided by the Sudbury Charities Foundation. In the spirit of giving, attendees are also invited to contribute to their meaningful cause. All Nations Church is proud to announce an exciting partnership with KFM Radio 95.5, adding a special touch to the festivities. The collaboration will culminate in a spectacular fireworks display over Greater Sudbury on Christmas Eve, immediately following the conclusion of the Living Nativity presentation. Yes Theatre presents Matilda. The musical. Until December 30th. Matilda. The musical is the multi-award-winning musical from the Royal Shakespeare Company, inspired by the beloved book by the incomparable Roald Dahl. With a book by Dennis Kelly and original songs by Tim Minchin, Matilda the Musical is the story of an extraordinary little girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. Winner of 99 international awards, including 24 for Best Musical, Matilda has been delighting audiences for over a decade and was recently adapted into a major motion picture on Netflix. The show has now been extended to December 30th at Sudbury Theatre Centre. You can purchase tickets to Yes Theatre's Matilda, the musical online here. Gallery 6500 presents Martin Koteluk. Until January 5, 2024. Gallery 6500 presents an exhibition of paintings, sketches by local artist Martin Koteluk entitled A Study in Contrast. He has been inspired by the landscapes that inspired the Group of Seven, but in contrast the exhibit also includes more abstract pieces of art, as well as sketches of everyday items that have caught his eye. Koteluk is an accomplished artist whose talents have been highlighted by the magazine's International Artist, American Art Collection, and he has won several awards with the La Cloche Art Show and the Northern Ontario Artist Association. The exhibit can be viewed weekdays from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. until January 5, 2024. Festival of Lights. Until January 7, 2024. Enjoy the outdoors and take in the holiday light scenes throughout the Science North grounds. The massive displays were originally created by two families in Garson some decades ago. The display now encompasses over 250 separate elements containing approximately 3.25 kilometers of lighting with nearly 55,000 LED lights. Admission and parking is free, but a voluntary donation to the Sudbury Charities Foundation is appreciated. GNO presents Le Nouveau Louvre. Until January 9, 2024. For its 28th edition, the GNO is back with its long-awaited annual event, Le Nouveau Louvre, a holiday art sale. For the occasion, the gallery walls will be plastered with works by your favorite local and regional artists. Shop in person at the GNO, or online on the gallery's website, to find that rare gem. All works are sold for $200. Profits are shared between the artist and the GNO. First come, first served. Runs until January 9, 2024. Read more online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Brandon Restoul at Laughing Buddha. Until January 23, 2024. Although the Art Gallery of Sudbury's main site at the Bell Mansion is currently closed for safety reasons, An off-site exhibit by Brandon Restoul continues at the Laughing Buddha restaurant downtown until January 23, 2024. What were once two mediums I simply enjoyed to tinker around with, have evolved to tools of self-healing, he said in an artist statement. It's been beautiful to see my most treasured moments and the people and places my eyes refuse to forget reflect through my photography. Likewise, with my poetry, which joined the party a few years ago. I once resented only catching myself writing when I was stuck in dark places. However, as I've grown alongside it, it's allowed me to be vulnerable and share my sadness, anger, grief and depression in a safe and fulfilling way. Enjoy the roller coaster that I am. Pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.